This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Adam Schefter putting this out there just moments ago as mandatory mini camps are set to start. Trey Hendrickson, who has not received a new contract that he was looking for, he is not attending Bengals mandatory mini camp. Also, it's being reported, Ian Rappaport and several others, that TJ Watt is not going to be attending Steelers mandatory mini camp. And according to Andrew Filippone, which you know I'm going to have to check twice and three times and four times, he says that the Steelers can fine T.J. Watt $104,000 if he skips all 3 days of minicamp, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. I mean, it's probably an investment on your future contract. They don't have a lot of power. This is a weird thing that, again, every time that there's a work stoppage of any sort in the NFL, you play so few games, you make so little. You make way more than the average person, but you make so little as compared to basketball players and baseball players. And so you really, the normal player can't afford to sit out. And by the way, it goes back to this conversation we had on Friday about Derek Carr, where I told you the former NFL former NFLer texted me, he was like, what a bleeping idiot. Because like, no, there's got to be a different reason you're doing this, because you can't just hand an NFL team back their money. They cut you as soon as they look at you. There are a few players that are very special to their organizations. For a lot of guys, you're a piece of meat. And so you got to get as much as you can while you can. I got no problem with guys getting all their money they possibly can. I used to be a different way about that. Things have really changed. Once you see how the sausage is made, I want the Browns to do well, but that's it. When it comes to TJ Watt, I don't know. Part of me just kind of likes how Miles is what he is. You know what?
Explain.
I gotta tell you,
because
I take Miles for what he is. Miles don't sit there. I will admit he's flirted with the idea a couple of times, but it's always been little flirtations here and there. But this whole crap.
Little flirtation?
What? About being a leader, being like more than just a whatever? I don't know. Here, I'm gonna set you up for this. I never heard some story about Myles Garrett going in to Jimmy Haslam's office saying, give me the pen, boss. I'm here for my teammates and all that other crap they like to make up for TJ Watt over there in Pittsburgh that ain't true. I like it that he's a mercenary in so many ways. But what makes him not a mercenary, hold on, what makes him not a mercenary here, he does have a permanent home here, and he is a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So which one matters more? Some great story about a guy talking tough. Great, TJ, you're my hero. Or guy actually put his money where his mouth is. Champions pose, Myles Garrett.
Got a good Halloween setup as well every year.
Yeah. I mean, an actual man about the neighborhood. What's TJ Watt's Halloween setup? Huh?
Probably doesn't even turn on his porch.
I bet he don't. You think he's giving out full-size candy bars,
no.
TJ Watt?
Mm.
He probably has somebody tell people he's
probably
giving out full-size candy bars.
Old man Watt's house when they walked by there.
Mm-hmm.
Should
the wattage is out. Don't stop here. Keep on a walking.
Should they trade him?
TJ Watt?
Yeah.
No. Hell no. And by the way,
is it me, or maybe this all started with the DeJuan Jones domination game? And that was a year ago.
Yes.
Isn't TJ Watt starting to, like, we're not seeing Myles Garrett drop off. Didn't TJ Watt look like he dropped off the last year and a half?
Tell me he fell off?
I know he had a bunch of sacks. He still had a bunch of sacks, so don't get me wrong.
Well, I got to tell you, though, for TJ Watt. It
feels like he was awfully quiet in some big games
I watched. He was awfully quiet, but let me tell you this. Everything I just said about TJ Watt, well, I do feel that way, I have to admit. At least Miles is what he is in so many ways, and I don't know, man. I just hear a lot of things about old TJ that don't always add up. But and it ain't from just Pony. But anyway, I don't blame him for sitting out. You have a team that went out and traded for... You play on a team that traded for DK Metcalf, right? Mm-hmm. They've been in conversations with... How many different players? Good God. And then they went out and they got Aaron Rodgers. You're in win-now mode. You're either in win-now mode or it crashes and burns. Yes, stick it out. Get your money. Go get your money. They can afford you. You can work something out. Go get your money. Go do it. I don't blame TJ Watt for it. He could always end up getting traded. I don't know what they could get back for him, but it wouldn't make sense. He's still, all jokes aside or whatever conspiracy theory you have aside, he's still a fine player. I don't think he is what Myles Garrett is. I'll say that right now. I don't give a damn. But I know I have a real strong will to be able to say that in Cleveland, Ohio, that TJ Watt is what Myles Garrett is, but you get what I'm pointing out here. Hey, I can always respect it where if it's about your money, be about your money. Be about the paper.
I got to ask, Kenny, because some interesting developments in the AFC North. No TJ Watt there in Cincinnati. No, Trey Hendrickson.
TJ Watt will play for the
Lamar Jackson skipping out on workouts, costing him almost something like $600,000.
Why is Lamar skipping out on workouts?
Workout bonuses? Well, it's culture. But yet, Shedeur Sanders there every day. What does that tell you about the way things are changing in this division? Let's go. $50 sushi. It was 1950
in the cold. Cleveland is back, my friend. Drove me to my very
first game. Took the Browns. What's that tell you? Things are changing.
For the better. Got a new nickname for the defensive line. What do you got?
The omakase.
Because they're expensive.
And you're going to get what you get. Don't be asking for something different.
Is it because Myles Garrett is so expensive that we tell ourselves it's the greatest defensive performances we've ever seen? Just like I said with Art Brosif and the food.
That Indy game a few years ago, that really was.
Yeah, it was pretty outstanding.
He had an opening. Didn't we open against the Steelers and he just absolutely took over?
Yeah, they tied.
Yeah, we were down 21-7 and then it was basically him.
Him, yeah.
By the way, Reddit Works says TJ Watt hands out toothbrushes on Halloween. That's what I heard. Pointing that out. I bet Myles Garrett has somebody hand out candy on Halloween.
Yeah, but he's not handing out razor blades.
Who said it? What the hell was that?
No, it's just funny.
We don't know what TJ Watt.
It's the fan fiction about TJ Watt.
Oh.
That's probably what Watt's people would say. You know, all these other defensive players that win defensive player of the year when I should be winning it.
Yeah, check your candy after you go to the White House.
Handing out Ziploc bags, put them over their face. Oh, whew.
You're an insane person. I do like it.
Gives you pennies.
So should I say that there's now that I'm a Big J journalist and I've won 3 awards over the weekend for it?
Yes.
Should I call this irresponsible? You told me this before the show. Are people actually using the completion percentage as a real thing for the guys in camp?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't see it, because that's absolutely what I saw.
Guys,
and it is,
come on.
By the way, not just Twitter, not just X, not just Blueski. I'm seeing it on Facebook. Facebook is out of control right now. And you know,
Facebook.
When you say people, do you mean just average Joe listener fan?
So it starts out with one of those content farming accounts.
Okay.
Like, you won't believe what Shedeur Sanders did, and it'll only show you the first half a second, and then you have to click on it. Then you click on it. Then you see it's like, oh, yeah, he threw a nice dart in rookie minicamp. Okay, they're wearing T-shirts.
Yeah.
That was cool. Okay. Then the comment section, and then the posting of the graphics of the various reporters in town and how they've parsed out every single one of the players based on their stats. They're stats.
But so I'm pointing out.
I love how we're acting like these are real stats.
That's not their power ranking quarterbacks right now.
What I got to point out here. Hold on. Well, there are those. You got to watch out on Facebook, man. Those fake accounts and things like that, guys, and these fake stories. Like I have with my Facebook friends, I have to admit, like there's been like the AI picture of LeBron James and the old man and how he's, oh, LeBron's son. I go, that's not real, man. That none of that is real. These are AI images, for the love of God. He's got three fingers, for crying out loud here. Be careful on those.
I mean,
those
you
stuff.
Can put Ken but, in a maid's outfit and place him at a Diddy party. You can do it right now. I'm not telling you to.
I wouldn't do it.
But there's no doubt you can do it.
Go ahead and do that there, and we'll move on about
that's
our morning.
Reckless speculation.
Anyway, to get back on track here. No one's making serious arguments for, against, whatever, for the quarterbacks based on completions and incompletions in minicamp. Are they? For the open media session?
It's every day.
They're not, no.
It's every day.
No.
And they want people to update.
Guys, if a fan called in and said that to me, what do you think we'd do? What do you think you would do if you heard a listener call in and say that Shador was 6-7 for 2 touchdowns during minicamp? What would you do? I mean, for the love of God, we're really doing this in this business?
Hey, we don't even know if the numbers are accurate.
Like, I'm a pretty irresponsible person.
Like, people are
in so
doing their best
ways.
When they're reporting on
and
it.
And I've said a lot of things that I have had to go and regret afterwards because I got emotional and you worked me into a shoot. And I've guaranteed some things I shouldn't guarantee, including to a kindergarten class on the far west side of Cleveland. Okay? I will admit that. But you're throwing to Cade McDonald, for crying out loud. Guys, none of this matters. I mean, it does matter about knowing an offense and knowing where to go with it. Completions. In interceptions and touchdowns. I can't be using this as a serious talking point. Now, I will, when we come back, guarantee that Shador Sanders is guaranteed to make the roster as a serious talking point, but not based on completions in minicamp in the one day that the media gets to see him. You're telling me this is real? It's really dumb. That's a really, 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 really dumb thing to. I hope no one on this station has done it. Can I say that nobody on this station has done it?
I would feel like we're responsible enough to not do things like that on this station.
Well, wait, is Daryl charting the throws?
You can chart it, but you can't sit there and give me an argument and say that Shador in the 2 days you've been there is 14-17 or anything like that. That's dumb.
Oh, I love that all the reporters are getting pushback just for saying, yeah, I think Shador won today. No, I saw 2 throws. He didn't win. Like, it's insanity. That's fun, but it's insanity.
I want to read this tweet from my buddy, Ohio Browns man. He's back up from Georgia. He lives close to me now. Excited for the reporting on TJ Watt when he inevitably signs a new deal. Quote, sources close to Watt say he busted into Rooney's office, signed the deal, and started doing push-ups because he loves the team so much. The way it goes.
The thing is, that might be a joke, but that's probably an accurate assessment of what that's going to be like.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's always that way. It's always some great big grand story of whatever. The only thing I would say, if I can backtrack anything about the Miles stuff, is like, if you would have just said it was about the money, they'd have paid you the money. I wish you would have just said it was about the money. It's okay for it to be about the money. I'm not mad if Myles Garrett over the winter was like, you know what, I just want to be paid more. You pay for a premium. I am a premium and I demand to be paid more. Okay, great. That was the only thing. I'm like, because everything else is, I don't expect him to be at OTAs. I didn't make a big deal about it. I don't expect him to be at all the other things. If you're looking for leadership still 9 years in, you're looking for it in the wrong place. Sorry. I don't look at it that way with him. But he's too damn good. I can't make an argument against him.
Well, I guarantee you, TJ Watt is going to go to his agent and say, how much guarantee did Myles Garrett get? Okay.
He's going to want a dollar more.
I want one more than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it works. By the way, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or your smart speaker by telling Alexa to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a clip going up of how awkward things got between Lima and Tim Bontemps. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of our best content from your favorite shows at 92.3 The Fan each and every weekday. 216-474-0092. Colin Cowherd, which I don't want to do the same mistake that shows did with Baker, and I'm not going to do it. It just became the Colin Cowherd review show with some shows, not on this one.
Yeah,
when they first took Baker.
Colin would bash Baker every show, but it seems like he's doing the opposite with Shador.
Well, here's what he has to say about Shador Sanders yesterday, audio courtesy FS1.
Shador Sanders has two things going for him, and don't kid yourself, this is how the league works. The owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, is really impulsive. And in a quarterback room with zero star power, except Shador Sanders, he's going to get a chance. He is desperate to be recognized and for star power. The second thing Shador has going for it is Cleveland's roster is the weakest easily in the division, and the early schedule is brutal. So you think old Joe Flacco, dull Kenny Pickett, small Dylan Gabriel, when the team's getting beat 33-17. So my prediction, you start looking at that schedule between week 7 and 10, Shador Sanders is going to get a shot here. Shador's on this roster because Jimmy Haslam wanted him on the roster. But I'm going to make a prediction here. Haslam is starving for a star quarterback. So this is a team that's going to be boring offensively. You know what will make him not boring? Shador Sanders taking snaps, win or lose.
I agree with 95% of what he said. We've made some strong decisions here in Cleveland, and they are as hungry for a quarterback as any owner has ever been. They want a quarterback. They know what quarterbacks do for a franchise. They know how much we love Bernie Kosar. Still 35 years later, we are in the desert looking for that quarterback. We pray at the altar of Bernie, and Bernie's a great person, so rightfully so in so many ways. But we are still looking. He knows that. He knows how much this matters and how much a quarterback matters to the bottom line of a football team, whether it be business or whether it just be overall good vibes. Nothing of what Colin Cowherd just said to me was patently false. I didn't even think it was bold either. But between week 7 and 10, you look at the beginning of this schedule. The beginning of the schedule's tough. I'm not willing to say he's guaranteed to start because he could go out there and look terrible. I just think that he's guaranteed to make the he's already made the roster. I don't care for the conversation. Real quick, I'll say this. Like, when we have these conversations, it's like, well, he's got to make the team first. No, he's already made the team. He's going to be on the 53-man. And if I tell you what, he's got to go out there and literally, to me, turn around and throw the ball backwards for him to not make the 53-man roster on this club.
Haven't we said that we all agree they are not going to have, in September, once the season starts, they're not going to have Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett on the roster. Do we disagree with that? You think they might?
No, I don't disagree with that.
I've assumed all along one of them is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Whether there's an injury with another team's quarterback in camp or a backup or whatever.
If they got rid of Dylan Gabriel, I'd be shocked if they got rid of Dylan Gabriel. I don't think that that's going to happen.
Oh, cut the third round pick?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
No. He's got to really turn around and throw the ball backwards for him to not be on the roster.
Seriously, that would be something.
I mean, think he's going to be on the active roster? I think it's more likely that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That they cut it. I mean, people are not going to go pick him up. You can cut him and put him on the practice squad.
Who?
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, Dylan Gabriel?
You're going to cut your third round pick?
Yeah.
94th overall.
94th? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more like. I think that's more likely. If I'm putting money down on things, I would put it down on that more than.
They didn't cut Anthony Schwartz right away. I mean, he was 91st.
He's afraid to play the game.
Yeah. That's
Dylan's not afraid to play the game.
There's also how many wide receiver spots on a roster?
A bunch. You're right about that. But my God. So let's work backwards for a second. Do you agree with me that Shador's guaranteed to make the 53 man? Okay. Are we all in agreement on this show, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there's a chance in hell they'll
I don't agree right now that one of either Joe or Kenny will be gone, though. I think they're still here with Shador, and I think they try to put Dylan Gabriel on.
So you think all four of them plus we know the other quarterback that's could be hovering around.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you think they're all going to be here? Man, that is it's just hard to fathom, Owen. Not because I'm not calling you crazy. I haven't seen it. You just don't see this format, this setup in the NFL.
You don't even see it at this point where you had drafted guys. You'd have four quarterbacks right now, but it'd be a guy that was either on his last leg, which is technically Joe Flacco, but he's going to be in the mix for starterdom. You'd have a fourth quarterback to be a camp arm.
What I think is going to happen, it's not what I would do. I would have Joe Flacco start the season. I've been steadfast on that. The locker room respects him. He's a guy that, if you want to talk adults in the room, he's the adult in the room. His players, his offensive line, I think they know where he's going to be. I think that's part of the reason why the entire offense looked better with Joe Flacco. Now, he can turn the ball over. That's for certain, but you're hoping that your two draft picks and running backs are going to be able to help you out back there, including Jerome Ford. We'll see how that one goes. Pierre Strong, we'll see how that one goes as well. But if it were me, it'd be Joe. What I think is going to end up happening is Joe ain't going to be there, and they're going to have Kenny Pickett start the season. But that's not breaking any news to anybody. What my fear is and what they need to balance is, and Kenny is doing, from what I know, everything he can to be a leader. Because I think that he probably knows there's a real good chance he could be the week one starter against the Cincinnati Bengals. So he has to go out there and prove that he can be a leader with this football team. Because there's two different stories about Kenny Pickett right now, and I don't want to just believe one of them because I wasn't a big Kenny Pickett fan because he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you know as well as I do, they talked a lot of trash about that guy on the way out the door. And now when he was in Philadelphia, great teammate, Aditi, great teammate, all the people, great teammate, great guy, great leader, deserves another chance. And Aditi knows him, okay. But that's not what the Steelers were saying on the way out. Now, a lot of teams talk trash about guys on their way out the door. We got Jarvis Landry, and a lot of people think we got him for a song because all the Dolphins could do was say bad things about Jarvis Landry on the way out the door. I didn't really expect it from the Steelers, to be frank, when Kenny Pickett got let go or traded. But I think that they're probably going to go in the Kenny Pickett direction, and I feel that that can be something that spikes whatever chance of a decent enough season to start the year. Because if Kenny could go out there, and if he turns around, there's 14 guys, and there is no Joe Flacco around, who are you going to turn to? Dylan Gabriel, he has his restrictions. And Shedeur Sanders, who as of right now has his restrictions. I think both guys have potential. I would say Shedeur has higher potential than Dylan Gabriel. But this turns into a, we got to see what we have lame duck year very, very, very quickly if Kenny Pickett can't fill the bill from week one. Joe Flacco can give me a little bit of time. He'll have something in the tank. He starts with about a quarter of the tank, and eventually we'll start puttering. I know what happened at the end of that season. It was a great season, but we know what happened at the end of it. And eventually you hand the ball over to maybe one of your rookies. Maybe you do that. But that's how I would do it. But I'm not in the building every day. Maybe Kenny Pickett is gaining their trust with every single sentence he says. That's the way I see it. The only thing I can guarantee you is that Shedeur Sanders has made this roster. With all that's there, because they're not stupid. It's a business, and you're gonna keep, if you got rid of Shedeur Sanders and it was just Dylan Gabriel at the end,
and then you win three games.
I'm gonna watch because I love football and I love the Browns.
Oh, I think a lot of people would.
And a lot of it's
out.
My job. But exactly what you, I'm sorry to get so loud there. It's exactly what you just said. There's gonna be a lot of guys who find some yard work to do on Sundays. After a quarter of Dylan Gabriel, if he can't look good, there's going to be a lot of guys. Now Donnie's putting out what I said about TJ Watt. Going to go ahead and mute that conversation because I'm about to get killed on social media. So that's the end of that one. If you have Shedeur Sanders as the third team quarterback, you got something to look forward to. Even if it's November, December, and your team's way out of it, even if it's November and December and we've let go of a head coach or we let go of a general manager or both these guys, you got something to look forward to. Part of that, and you know what? I think I'm okay with that. I can understand the business part of this and make it, he's got to look so bad for me to change that opinion during the preseason. He's got, honestly, Lami, he's got to look like he doesn't belong.
Well, he's got to look like
he doesn't belong in an NFL football field for me to change that opinion because I can understand, I really can understand the business side of it going, hey, man, he's a third-team QB. It's not like he's starting off the season. We're not making him the heir apparent. We're not making him the second coming. He's not our messiah of quarterbacks here. He's going to be the third-team QB. So now I get something to argue about and look forward to in the month of December later on and maybe make an argument for the future. But I can say wholeheartedly, not many people think much of this season. Not many people think much of this organization when it comes to the front office and even the coaching staff. So at the end of it, it's house money. And if you were to just put Shedeur Sanders out there in late November through January at the end of the year, no big deal. I'll give me something to look forward to. And maybe he does end up playing decently. He's got to look so horrifically unprepared and woefully bad for me to change that opinion. And I don't think he's going to.
What do you think is going to be more important, the joint practices or those preseason games?
Joint practices.
Because we're all going to be reacting to the thing we're seeing.
He can't
we're not going to be seeing the joint practices.
If he can't do what I'm helping him with, he ain't going to be able to do what you're supposed to do in the preseason. Though, let me explain this better. If he's struggling in the joint practices, they're going to know he's going to struggle in the preseason games. So the secret will be out to them before it's out to us. So they play those games on a Saturday, they'll know on Thursday. Uh-oh. They'll know that. And they'll hope that he changes their mind when he comes in the third quarter or whatever of one of those preseason games, but they'll know. And then we'll all know, and then we will change that opinion. I think both of these guys have to look like they do not belong in an NFL football field whatsoever. I know people say what they want to say about Dylan Gabriel, about his size. I'm sorry, he's an adult. I'm going to give him a chance.
You guys are overestimating the market on these other two quarterbacks, though.
Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I think they could just cut one.
I don't.
Well, yeah, but it's neither one of you have said that I think they'll cut one of them.
I'm sorry.
You both said that they'll trade one of these
guys. I would try to trade one of them.
I don't know that the market... Yeah, of course you're going to try to, but the market's going to be a seventh-round pick.
Is that worth all of that? Is it worth keeping an extra guy on for camp that you're not even going to plan on keeping on the roster for a seventh round pick?
No, you're not. But it's Mike, because it's an extra pick that I can maybe use to patch up and go into the sixth round or something like that. If I can always turn a guy into a pick, I'm going to try to turn a guy into a
fifth round quarterback with it.
But I'll admit that I could always just turn right around and cut the guy. But that's what I think that they're going to do. It's not the way I would do it. Because even in a business sense, all right, people are going to be excited about Joe Flacco one way or the other to start the season, whether they hate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The guy, and they think that we're all overblowing it, or they love the guy, which most people do, and they want to see whether or not he can wake up the echoes of 2023. And if he doesn't, by the end of the year, all right, whether you're a lover or a hater of Shedeur Sanders, let's see what the kid's got. Maybe I'll end up being wrong if I didn't like him. Maybe I'm going to end up being right, and I'm going to be sticking it in everybody's face if I ended up loving the guy. That's the way I think a lot of people are going to think. Kenny Pickett? Doesn't really give that to anybody. Dylan Gabriel really doesn't give that to anybody, but he's a rookie. He ain't going anywhere. It's an even better day to be an Ohio State fan than you may already realize. You probably don't, because some of the stuff is wonky and frankly a little bit boring, and I'm not going to get into that minutia of it. At least I'm not going to try to. It's a very, 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 very good time for all you Ohio State fans to be born in Ohio and be blessed that you're Ohio State fans. Because you are certainly one of the haves, and there's even more have-nots than you even realized. And that coming up in the show. By the way, Giants, San Francisco Giants, are taking on the Colorado Rockies today in Colorado, 6:40. What do you want to do? I got to be back in the black. I went with the Mets every day last weekend. They won three in a row.
You're doing good right now.
Thank you very much.
I was going to ask how much we've been bitten by this when we tried to draw attention to the fact that money could be made betting against the Colorado Rockies, and then they pulled off immediately a three-game sweep.
I will take the San Francisco Giants. They have Kyle Harrison starting against a man named Carson Palmquist.
The Palmer.
Carson Palmquist has a 8.50 ERA.
You don't think he's due?
They don't even have a picture of him on ESPN.
You don't think he's due to get his picture taken?
No.
It is picture day there. Will that distract from the outing?
Signed up on the Excel sheet first.
Just making sure. How much regular season wins matter for a team like the Cavs? I'm going to get to a couple calls here in a second.
It's sad to say for somebody who hyped up the Cavs all year for making the regular season matter again, make it count again.
But it didn't in the end.
In the end, it didn't. So you heard it from Donovan Mitchell himself at the end of the year. He's like, we could go 82-0 next year. No one's going to care. No one's going to pick us. Nobody's going to think we're going to do anything in the playoffs. And for the most part, I think that's kind of true.
Bontemps kept referencing it. He continuously.
Mm-hmm.
We had Tim Bontemps on from ESPN. And he continuously mentioned 64 wins. I mean, he did it. Has to be half a dozen times. And then he also mentioned the 68 wins with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, usually if you say a team wins 64 games and that's why you shouldn't move, I think that a lot of Cavs fans go, you don't know what you're watching. You weren't watching them. And they would assume that Tim Bontemps wasn't watching them. He hosts a show with Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst is absolutely watching the Cavs. Cavs had the best record. We're back and forth with Oklahoma City for the best record in the NBA this last year. These guys are watching the games. So if regular season wins, it's not the end-all be-all. It's not the end-all be-all. The people who argue against it, guys, you have a valid point. The 16-0 New England Patriots, how did it end up? How many in a row did Miami win before they lost to Ohio State? How does it end up? Like, yeah, there's a point to be made there. But if I was watching those games and watching those teams, there was valid reasons why plenty of people were taking the New England Patriots over the Giants. There were plenty of reasons, valid reasons, why they were. How much of a favorite was Miami in 2002?
Oh.
Was it two scores?
Oh, yeah.
It was a double-digit favorite, if I'm not mistaken. So there's plenty of good reasons there. And there's plenty of good reasons why a guy who does watch the NBA, because it is his job, and watches the Cavs, who I give credit for watching the Cavs. And I don't give every media pundit credit for watching the Cavs. There's definitely guys out there, I think, who don't. If he's saying 64 wins, I don't think I can just fart at that. If Bob Jackson calls in and starts yelling about 64 wins and then can't back it up, well, then maybe I'm not going to give him so much credit. But Tim Bontemps mentioning the 64 wins, it's the last thing Cavs fans want to hear, because we're so down and out about the Cavs, and it's almost like we want to trade some of these guys to punish them for embarrassing us and playing poorly. But damn, man, you guys got to relax on some of this stuff, because I'm very risk averse to this, and I know that you are way more open to making a change than I am. I see a really, really, really good basketball team, and you don't win 64 games by complete accident. You have a lot of talent. I will totally admit, Anthony, that yes, fit matters more than I want to make it out to be. It does. They're all really, really good players. It's the NBA. It's the elite of the elite. It matters more than it does in college, certainly AAU, high school, everything else. But because of that fit, I know they fit really good now. They got to fit better. They do have to fit better. But if I'm making a change, I'd rather change Jared Allen. And I got the argument about the small backcourt about it. But I'm giving up a really talented guard for a guy who's going to be a fit piece. That is a huge risk. That's a much bigger risk to me. I'd rather do more what Tim Bontemps said. I'd rather move on from Jared Allen for somebody who may not bring the type of return that Drew Holiday or somebody else was going to get, but I'm not going to be risking as much. I think we're seeing the best of Jared Allen. I still think we see better out of Darius Garland.
And look, Jared Allen's a huge part of their identity. Unfortunately, their identity is also not getting far in the playoffs. But in a regular season, Jared Allen has been so big for them. So that is going to be another type of trade where you could very well lose more games next year. But to your point, I think you're okay with that. I think all of us have to be okay with them taking a step back in the regular season. If it's a means to something, we don't want to just lose games to lose games. But if it means you're tinkering, you're coming up with new ways to play, you are going out of your way to make sure that Evan Mobley can continue to take these steps or even leaps every year.
And I think that getting
then you're
rid
okay with losing more games.
Yes, and getting rid of Jared Allen. I don't want to just get rid of Jared Allen to make Evan Mobley better, but because I want something of decency in return, but I think it would force Evan Mobley to have to get better without Jared Allen there. I think at times he's been a bit of a security blanket for a young guy like that. It's time to force him to get better. The calls that have made the most sense over this last month are the calls they're saying, because you know you agree with them, and I know I agree with them. For this team to get what they actually want, which is the championship, Evan has to take over as the best player on this team. And you're going to have to kick the bird out of the nest at some point. Because Donovan has a very strong will. You're already battling against that. I think Jared at times is able to do some things that Evan is developing to do. And eventually you're going to have to kick him out of the nest to be able to get Evan to get going. 216-474-0092. But yeah, we're going to have to get used. This is going to be tougher next year because we're going to have to get used to the idea of not winning as many games. Probably not, I mean, maybe 51, 52 wins somewhere in there, which is still a nice record, obviously. Winning far less games than what you won last year, and hearing about how much maybe better this team would be if they were to make a change.
LeBron years, 50, 51, 57, 53, those last 4 years. And went to the finals with a 50-win team. Yeah, so.
Doesn't matter as much.
Kind of been proven, right?
Yeah. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Tim Bontemps was great. We're back tomorrow morning, 6 until 10. Podcast coming up 10:15 Eastern, 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. I'll tell you exactly why it's better to be an Ohio State fan than you realize. And that's saying a lot, considering. You've won a national championship, for crying out loud. Not in basketball. I don't know when the next time that's going to happen. Care to comment? No?
Maybe on the podcast.
Okay. Big thanks to Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the Slippery Wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends. Go Guardians. Boy, we need a win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.